Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Parenting with Love and Logic, Your Essential Guide to Raising Good Humans, End Power Struggles, and Transform Your Relationship with Your Explosive Child, by Eliza Payne, is a contemporary parenting guide focused on practical discipline, emotional regulation, and healthier parent-child communication, positioned within the self-help and family advice genre. It adapts the long-running love and logic parenting philosophy for readers dealing with intense behavior, recurring conflict, and daily power struggles. The book emphasizes a balance of warmth and structure. Parents are encouraged to show empathy, set clear limits, and allow children to learn from natural consequences rather than constant correction or punishment. Its purpose is not only to reduce immediate tension, but also to help children develop responsibility, self-discipline, and emotional intelligence over time. The tone, based on available descriptions, is accessible and solution-oriented, making the book suitable for parents who want practical strategies they can apply in ordinary home situations without relying on rigid or authoritarian methods. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, love and logic is a balance between warmth and firm boundaries. The central framework of the book is the love and logic approach, which aims to combine unconditional care with consistent limits. This matters because many parenting conflicts come from swinging between extremes, being overly permissive or becoming overly controlling when a child resists. Payne presents a model in which parents stay emotionally connected while still holding the line on expectations. The logic of this approach is that children are more likely to cooperate when boundaries are predictable and consequences are not negotiated in the middle of a conflict. At the same time, the love component prevents discipline from becoming cold, reactive, or shame-based. Instead of treating misbehavior as a power contest, the framework treats it as an opportunity to guide behavior and teach responsibility. That distinction is important because it changes the parent role from enforcer to calm leader. In practice, this philosophy tries to reduce escalation by making the parent less available for argument and more consistent in response. The result is a parenting style that seeks cooperation without surrendering authority. Secondly, ending power struggles by changing the adult response. A major practical focus of the book is how parents can stop getting pulled into repetitive battles with children. The underlying idea is that many power struggles are sustained not by the child alone, but by adult reactions that escalate the situation through arguing, explaining too much, or trying to win the moment. Payne's approach encourages parents to respond more calmly and less reactively, which removes some of the emotional fuel from the conflict. This does not mean becoming passive. It means choosing responses that are brief, steady, and less likely to invite debate. That shift is important because children who are highly emotional often test boundaries harder when they sense that a parent has become entangled in the struggle. By stepping back from confrontation, the parent models self-control and avoids turning every disagreement into a contest of wills. The book's emphasis here is strategic. If the adult changes the pattern, the child no longer receives the same reinforcement for escalation. In that sense, ending power struggles is less about controlling the child and more about controlling the interaction. Thirdly, natural consequences as a teaching tool for responsibility. The book places strong emphasis on letting children learn from natural consequences rather than from constant verbal correction or imposed punishment. This is a key feature of the love and logic method because it connects behavior to outcome in a way children can understand. When a parent repeatedly rescues, negotiates, or lectures, the child may avoid discomfort in the short term but learn little about responsibility. Natural consequences create a more direct lesson. Choices have outcomes, and adults do not need to intervene at every step. Payne's framework uses this principle to encourage decision-making skills, not just obedience. The goal is not to let children fail in harmful ways, but to avoid overmanaging every problem so they can experience age-appropriate consequences. This approach can be especially useful in common family situations such as forgotten tasks, resistance to routines, or refusal to cooperate. The reasoning behind it is developmental children build judgment by seeing the link between actions and results. In the book's broader structure, consequence-based learning works alongside empathy, which keeps the method corrective without becoming punitive. Fourthly, emotional regulation for parents as the foundation of effective discipline. Another important theme is that parenting effectiveness depends heavily on the adult's ability to stay calm. The book repeatedly points toward parental emotional regulation as a prerequisite for resolving conflict well. This is a significant point because children, especially intense or explosive children, often react to the emotional tone of the adult as much as to the words being said. If the parent is anxious, angry, or defensive, the interaction can become more chaotic and less teachable. Payne, therefore, includes calming tools and conflict resolution strategies that help adults slow down their response and avoid acting from frustration. The logic is practical. Calm parents are better able to enforce limits consistently, communicate clearly, and prevent small problems from becoming larger ones. Emotional self-management also models the skill children need to develop themselves. Rather than teaching regulation through lecture, the book treats the parent as the first example of it. This makes the theme broader than stress reduction. It frames composure as a discipline tool, a relationship tool, and a developmental model for the child. That combination gives the book a more behavioral and relational foundation than advice that focuses only on the child's conduct. Lastly, building empathy and self-discipline through everyday communication, the book also connects communication style with long-term character development. Its emphasis on empathetic communication is not simply about being gentle. It is about helping children feel understood while still being guided toward responsible behavior. That matters because children who feel dismissed often become more resistant, while children who feel understood are more open to correction. Payne's approach uses dialogue to support emotional intelligence, which includes recognizing feelings, tolerating disappointment, and responding to limits without losing self-control. This makes communication part of discipline rather than a separate soft skill. The book's description suggests that it draws on real-life family scenarios and practical steps, which helps translate abstract values into daily routines. In that sense, the communication model is meant to shape habits over time: respectful speech, clearer expectations, and more cooperative relationships. The broader implication is that discipline is most effective when it teaches children how to behave and how to relate to others. By linking empathy with accountability, the book argues for a family culture that produces not just compliance, but stronger emotional maturity and more durable parent-child trust. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to parents, caregivers, and educators who want a practical framework for managing defiance, emotional outbursts, and recurring household conflict without relying on harsh punishment or permissive drift. Its main value lies in the way it links discipline to relationship quality. It does not treat boundaries and empathy as opposites, but as mutually reinforcing parts of effective parenting. Readers looking for immediate techniques may find the focus on calming responses, natural consequences, and reduced argument especially useful in everyday situations. Compared with many parenting books that either lean heavily towards strict control or emphasize emotional validation without enough structure, this one stands out for its balanced, behavior-oriented approach. It is also notably practical in tone, aiming to help parents change interaction patterns rather than just understand them conceptually. For families dealing with persistent power struggles, that distinction is important. The book offers a framework that is less about winning obedience in the moment and more about building responsibility, self-regulation, and steadier family relationships over time. If you would like to support Eliza Payne, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.